Ohio lottery officials have awarded last week's $162 million jackpot to a 34-year-old hospital worker who claimed the prize yesterday. That was bad news for another woman, Alicia Battle, who claims she lost the winning ticket. She's going to court over the matter. Since winning lottery tickets can be worth so much, it isn't uncommon for people to fight over them. Slate's Andy Bowers has a look at a few previous disputes and how they turned out.
In February 1998, a 72-year-old Massachusetts widow did what she often did. She called her local convenience store and placed a lottery bet over the phone, which was allowed in the state. But this time, one of her bets hit a $21 million jackpot. However, as the Boston Globe told the story, when the widow went to pick up her tickets, the winning one was missing. The store owner, Nick Haven, claimed that the widow actually called him back before the lucky drawing and canceled the bet. He said he had then paid for the abandoned ticket himself, so the jackpot was his. The public overwhelmingly supported the widow, and the chairman of the Massachusetts Lottery Commission at the time, who was running for governor, quickly sided with her. The store owner appealed, and a judge was considering the matter when the two sides reached a settlement. The store owner dropped his claim to the full $21 million in exchange for a reported $1 million payment. He did, however, lose his lottery license, and you can no longer place your bets by phone in Massachusetts. In 1997, Paul Narong, the owner of the Royal Lee Bar and Grill in Virginia, sold a winning lottery ticket worth nearly $7 million. It soon turned out that Narong also had possession of the winning ticket, which he said he found on the barroom floor. But another man, Ray Bernard, told a different story. According to the Washington Post, Bernard brought several tickets back to Narong's bar and asked the owner whether he had won anything. Narong put the winning slip into the lottery machine, which flashed the word jackpot. But Narong told Bernard it was only worth a dollar. Bernard later realized that the winning numbers were ones he played regularly and that he had been scammed. The matter ended up in court, where the bar owner finally admitted that he had in fact stolen the ticket and locked it away in a safe deposit box. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison. In 1993, Illinois resident Carol Stonecipher knew she had won the lottery. She had the winning ticket for an $11 million jackpot in her hand. But there was a problem. As told by the Chicago Tribune, the convenience store clerk who sold her the ticket couldn't quite get the machine to work and accidentally printed out six identical tickets with the same numbers. The mistake didn't become an issue until those numbers hit the jackpot, and both the clerk and the company that owned the store claimed the five extra tickets belonged to them along with the lion's share of the money. It took 4 years of legal wrangling and a trip to the Illinois Supreme Court before the entire jackpot was awarded to Stonecipher.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor.